talked to you for ages. Apologies for that, but we want to know what's happening at the old school. There's always plenty of things happening. And I'm pretty sure there's some movies on this weekend.
Yep, that's right. We've got three movies on this weekend. Barbie on Saturday at 4:45. The last showing sold out, but we've still got tickets for this one. So if you haven't seen it yet, it's good to get along to that.
Okay.
And then we've got Uproar, which is a New Zealand movie set in Dunedin when in the time the Springboks tour.
Were you in, you wouldn't have been in New Zealand for that, would you?
No. I've heard about it, though.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I was a kid. You probably were too, but it really dominated the country for a while, that issue. So, yeah.
Well, it's got Julian Dennison in it, and I think it's supposed to be a really good movie.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for it. It's also got Minnie Driver.
Has it?
Yeah, she's like his mum. Oh, yeah. In the film.
And that's an extra showing of that one as well. I think we've done four already, and they've all been sold out. So,
is the policy to just keep going until people stop coming?
Well, ideally before they stop coming. I think this will probably be the last one.
Okay, all right.
Uproar, so yeah, if you want to see it, get along this weekend.
Okay.
And then we have got on Sunday the Miracle Club.
Now, what's that one about?
It's about some Irish women who win a trip to Lourdes in a talent show.
Okay.
It's got an amazing cast. Laura Linney, Kathy Bates, Maggie Smith.
Mm.
I don't really know much about that movie. I actually haven't heard much about it, but with a cast like that, I think it'd be worth seeing.
Yeah, you just sell it on that alone. So that's, what time's that on Sunday?
4:30 on Sunday, and then another showing on the 2nd of December.
Oh, coming up. Okay, so if they miss it this time. How do people book for a movie?
We take bookings on our website, raglanartcentre.co.nz. Just go to events and tickets, reserve tickets for movies.
Okay.
And you can either pay online or just book it and then pay when you turn up on the door.
Okay, so you can definitely pay. But if you book, if you book but don't pay, do you have to turn up a bit early?
Yeah, they'll release half an hour before the film starts, and they'll release the tickets in case there's anybody who is waiting for them.
Right, at the door. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Now, I also noticed there's an exhibition on at the old school at the moment, the Mavora Hamilton Legacy Art Sale. I don't know much about that, but I've just been saying it's on every morning mm-hmm. when I do my What's On guide.
Well, Mavora Hamilton is a lady who's a very important person in Waikato, supported a lot of charities and especially arts things, and she died recently, and we have some of her artworks which were donated to the old school to be sold for as a fundraiser.
Oh, really?
So it's a diverse collection.
So that was there during the market on the weekend, wasn't it? That's what I would have seen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because it looks like several different people have done the art.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. It's not one person who's done it. It's just one person who collected it. So it's a bit of a mixed bag, but there's some interesting pieces there, and we're just coming along and make us an offer.
So was this in her will to bequeath her artworks to various art centres and so that you guys could fundraise?
I'm not sure if it was in her will. I think it was just her family when her family were clearing up her stuff. They also donated a lot of quilting fabrics to us, some of which we've sold to the Karioi Quilters group here that meets here at the old school.
Yeah.
And they've also made a couple of quilts for us that we'll be selling off at some point.
Okay, that's interesting, because I was really curious about what that was. I didn't really understand a legacy art sale. But, there's still...
Well, I wanted to acknowledge that it was, from her in some way.
Of course, yeah. Okay, well, that's brilliant. What else is happening at the old school?
We have got... Well, yeah, we've got possibly a quieter time coming up because we've got the car park being redone.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for a long time for that to happen, and they're starting work on the 20th of November, so we won't have any access to any car parking. We will still have access to the old school. We'll have to go across the grassy bank and through the doors next to the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to have a little bit of a quieter time coming up. We did have Spirit of Christmas scheduled to start on the 25th, but we're going to speak to the contractors when they come on Friday, and we'll possibly have to push that back into December a little bit.
So they're going to get in, this is starting on Monday, and rip it up. And I know with projects like this, like it's been obvious there's been little springs coming up in the car park. Yeah. So they're not just going to reseal the car park. They're going to have to do something about that. And they may not even know what they're going to do until they dig it up and see what's under there.
Yeah, that's the first thing that they're going to do, is dig it up and see what's going on with the drainage. And I think that's, when we look at it, it looks like that's the point at which things could, you know, be a bit unpredictable.
Could spiral wildly out of control.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of it, just fixing the car, resurfacing the car park's pretty simple and straightforward, but we don't really know what is going on behind those retaining walls.
Okay, all right, so it could take a week, it could take a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, I don't know.
We'll just have to see.
So the Spirit of Christmas exhibition, you're not really sure when you'll open that at this point then?
Yeah, that's it. I think we're going to make a decision on Friday after we've talked to the contractors.
Yeah.
I think it's likely probably that we will have to open for a shorter time and push it forward into December.
Can you just remind people what the Spirit of Christmas exhibition is actually all about?
Well, it's our big clay shed fundraiser for the year. We've got 20 artists participating, and it's just basically anything for Christmas. Ornaments, decorations, gifts, driftwood trees.
And doing the cakes again?
Yeah, we are going to do cakes. And so we've got an order with Sarah Bing to make us some bowls, and she will decorate them and carve them in her beautiful way. And we have our clay shed volunteers will fill them with Christmas cakes and bake them.
Okay.
So we'll be taking orders for those, probably selling a few during Spirit of Christmas as well, but ideally we'd like them to be ordered and then collected before Christmas.
And you would be hoping, I guess, that they've finished working on the car park before the next market is due to start.
Yeah, the date that they've given, the schedule we've got, is they start on the 20th and they finish on the 30th, which means we would be fine for the next market, which is the 10th of December.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of leeway there. You know, there's another week free before the market, so fingers crossed that will all turn out fine.
That should work out. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a busy market, December, usually.
Yeah, well, that's a Christmas shopping market. It was it was pretty busy this weekend.
Really busy. It was one of the busiest Novembers that Deb's had in the last few years, so that was really good.
Yeah, I mean, the weather was nice. The weather makes a big difference, obviously.
A huge difference.
Yeah. And what about over Christmas and New Year? Have you guys sorted out what you opened or closed or what's happening with that?
Well, the office will close on December the 22nd at 2 o'clock, that's a Friday, and then we'll stay closed until Monday the 8th, 10 o'clock on Monday the 8th of January.
Okay.
Typically for us, it's a really quiet time, so we don't really think there's much need for us to have the office open. There will still be some groups and so ongoing, but not even much of that.
Will there be sometimes there's films over Christmas New Year?
Yep, Roger's got movies booked in on the 5th and 6th of January. He hasn't actually decided which movies yet, but
okay.
We'll tell you about that next time maybe.
But he's planning to do some?
Yeah, he is planning to do them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've just looked ahead. I'm looking at your schedule online, but there's not really anything mentioned that far ahead.
So we're a little bit, normally we would do, but it's just this uncertainty with the car park, really.
Yeah, yeah. And is there another Live and Local to do this year?
There is one more Live and Local on, let me see, the 10th. Oh, no, the 10th is a market, so it must be, sorry, it's the 8th.
Yeah.
Yep. Penny's got Matt Canbick with Brian Wilson, Naranoa Renata, and Penny Feather with Nikki Keys booked in.
That's very organised. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good to hear. Yeah, it is.
And we know that the old school's gone through some upheavals this year, had to change how a lot of the admin worked for because of funding and things like that, which often happens with community organisations. But how are you guys doing at the moment?
We're doing pretty well. We're still very busy. There's lots happening.
Well, that's what I was worried, you'd be very busy, but there wouldn't be enough hours in the day for what has to be done.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. But, you know, we're managing. We could certainly do, if anybody has got any time and would like to volunteer, then we have various needs for volunteers here.
Okay, tell us quickly what those would be.
The movies need some more volunteers, I think.
Yeah.
They have, every session needs a projectionist who doesn't need to be really super techie, but It's just a question of being comfortable with Windows and pressing buttons in the right order.
Yeah.
And a couple of people to run the bar, cafe, and sell people tickets. So you just need to be, you know, confident talking to people and taking money, adding up.
Okay.
And they also need people to do some baking, and that's, we sell that to support the movies and the fundraiser.
And that's kind of the main way we get movies in this town, is through the volunteer efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the movies needs volunteers, and also we have got a few people here in the office who are hopefully going to be able to help us out when we need to close for holidays, or if anybody's sick. We just need people who would be willing to come along and just take messages, basically.
Right, be a person there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, yeah, if people just give you a call on 825-0023, that's a good way to do it.
Yep, that would be great. Yeah. We'd love it.
Okay, awesome. Well, look, Shona, it's been good talking to you, and we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks, I think.